Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That's Avantele with Imvuselelo. To me, Imvuselelo on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And they brought us to 25 minutes to 8. And of course, Rekopana Jaloli, Bishop David Malatse. Bishop.
Okay,
Waname.
His Excellency, the man of the moment.
Your Excellency. We can't even, I think, lose. I don't know how to follow the talk. Yeah, it's Ronald Lewoman. But we are honored, Bishop, to be speaking with you.
Thank you so much, Murutimo Abiman, and your beloved listeners at Radio Pulpit. Thanks so much for this opportunity. And the blessed platform that we always share, my brother, man. You must also have a hand.
No, Ralebo, I'm Rudwag.
Malamma.
Yeah, the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
We started this topic, if I'm not mistaken, I think 2 weeks now.
Yes.
And just to recap, to those Magala or Mamela today, we quoted from the book of Daniel chapter number 6. And there we only read verse number 3, it reads as follows, that this Daniel, because of the extraordinary spirit within, began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and the settlers, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire realm. Now, this simply means, Muruti, Daniel not only had superiority in this group, he had superiority. And now that he possessed an excellent spirit means Daniel was a spirit-filled man. And now the Bible says that the king had such confidence in him that he placed Daniel next to himself in position and power. Now that is what we call, Muruti, the revelation of the Holy Spirit when it landed upon someone. But tonight, I just want us to read, from the book of John, chapter number 16. And because of time, I'll just read verse 12 to 15. It reads as follows. It says, I have many things to say to it, but you cannot bear nor to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth. Oh, my God. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. And he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. Verse 14 says, he will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Because of this, I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and will reveal it to you. Oh, my God. Now, Murudi Moabi and your beloved listeners, the first necessary quality of a spiritual leader who stands out is the Spirit of excellence. who strives rudely for excellence will not be counted among the authorized, the authorized, people who partake in a race or competed in a race but never win.
I just interrupt you then, Fundis, based on what you are saying, I think we owe the Holy Spirit apology, a very serious one. Maybe I'm using the word just to make sure, or at least looking at him as a person. But I know that we really need to repent the way we have represented him. It's not biblical. For instance, you're claiming that we have him and we are filled, anointed by him. And that the things that we do, you're talking about the spirit of excellence. You realize, Khoromori, the things that we do, that there's no sign of excellence at all. We come late to our services, we do things haphazardly, and yet we claim, we tell people that we are filled with him. I mean, we're filled with the spirit of the Most High, the excellent spirit, the spirit of power, the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge. But when you look at our lives, no, there's no sign when we compare what we claim to be with the word, Mfundisi. What's your take on that one? I think if he was here physically, I mean, I know he's here, but we can't see him. But if he was a human being like you and I, would be saying, Baba Satolisa, we really miss you, represented you there.
He's giving us now the altar for root of wisdom tonight. Because the question is asked how does a spiritual leader develop the attitude of a spirit of excellence in a day when almost anything can be passed off as good enough? You know there is a serious crisis around these days when we have to decide what goes and what does not go and with the confusion and the frustration, and moreover, everyone are the so-called, Christians, people who were captured in a traditional way of doing things than receiving the power, alluring, we can only receive from the Holy Ghost. We can only relate with the book of Colossians, chapter number 3, verse number 3, because it reads as follows. Whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put in your very best effort at something done for the Lord, not for men. It's a major one. It says whatever. I'm trying to answer what you just asked me now. To be honest, there is this crisis lately where everybody wants to be known, where everyone wants to be. And in that manner, we have become men pleasers. We neglect the highest level of truth. Remember, Jesus said he will lead us, the Spirit will lead us into all truth. And now the biggest challenge here is that how can we understand what the full and complete truth is if we don't understand who we are serving? And now Colossians, Irifa, one of the best answers is because whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. Now, when we talk about the soul, we are talking about the mind. We are talking about the will, and we are talking about emotion. We are talking about the tripartite being, because it all says the man became a living soul. Now, that is mean to say you need to put your very best effort. And something done for the Lord and not for men. The biggest challenge about life, we are struggling with the highest level of reason and portraying and painting the right picture I mean to the world, in order for the world to know Gorena reserva Mulimu Yajwa. I mean, if there is one question in the world of questions eloring we are forever, you know, being asked, is that what are we here for? And even let's father Sadila Mulumru, how we are also now over Kawahadila Mul. Xiao Motor, why must I give you, you know, you already? What are you here to offer? I mean, our purpose of existence and the mandate every room Matilong Arona as spiritual leaders must surpass all. We need to stand out from the masses. We were supposed to come with the real solution, you know, as far as Confucian is concerned. And if we look into the bigger picture of what we are dealing with from time to time. We know the Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're dealing with the principalities and the powers that operate in the air. But the challenge here is now, how do we bring this into focus? How are we going to empower our fellow men? You know, how are we going to empower our communities? Because here is the bigger picture, Marut. Here is the bigger picture that I want to bring, you know, into focus tonight. How we make our remote, you know, in whatever auditorium that we are using, you know, though it must be dignified, because where the word of the Lord is, there must be honor, you know, and in many times, you know, I forever remind myself of what Pastorology said to me, that whatever that we do, it must be adorned. We make sure that we adorn the gospel in whatever that we do, meaning that we cannot just go there for the sake of doing things. I mean, people, they do go out and then about that outreach, you know, is disorder everywhere. You go everywhere, Muruti, where some people claim that they are doing it for the Lord, but how we are more honored. They are doing it for the mighty dollar. You know,
And based on what you are saying, there are certain things that, okay, I was invited and I didn't really see anything wrong with that then, but now I realize that we were wrong. For instance, you'd go to what you call the crusade, where you go and outreaches and all that. Normally, giddy evenings. Let me just give you the scenario that I saw there with regard to the how we really need this spirit of excellence. The service starts at 6 o'clock. So here I am, I'm invited to go and preach there. So as I'm invited, somebody calls me to come and see the pastor before I go to the service. I'm already late. It's around half past five. So when I get to the pastor's house, the pastor and some of his guests are not ready for the service that is starting now at 6 o'clock. They're actually playing. They're playing Kamego Banda. They're building mud. They're doing, I don't know how to say that in English, but and the service is starting now at 6 o'clock. So Pastor Muruti is what happened, and Nam must be there, Kilo Minister. So Muruti, but I really have to speak with you, tell you about this story. So Muruti is what happened, Rafitada, Ramela Muruti. Now I know what is happening there at the pastor's house. So Muruti is what happened, and service is what happened, because it's what So how about 8 o'clock?
Sure.
So Muruti gets how now they start all over again. But like worship we lost Muruti there. We lost Muruti, but we'll get hold of him. What they do is batla hape ka worship. Basimala from scratch. Yamusanzo worship you have Muruti weta yanung. Nana fela 2 hours or pela ha muruti atake 8 o'clock ka ne ke 8 o'clock ka bosiu go simolola gape go go opelwa gape service ya start, but the point that I'm going to tell you is about gore horo lebella the noise. re na le di speaker mo tenteng re be le di speaker tse tsa ka montle ya nong ka montle ga mono re rarela batho ba ba satla mmono ya ke mo re ni dang excellence mo teng Moruti, are you back?
Yeah,
but now but tomorrow is 10 o'clock. Rebele di speaker ka montle. We are preaching to them also. About the evangeli. Where is excellence there? And wisdom.
Sometimes Moruti, I mean, but 10 every scene. You know, we pray, when we pray, Mruti, to the Almighty God, we are using the mics, you know, and now the whole night prayer. So if we go for whole night prayer, we don't need PA system. I mean, we are not there to preach, we are there to pray, you know, and now, Haribuali Mudimo Rele Mwole Fati, Mwaru Kuali Mudimo. Mara challenge we were never mentored. You know, there are a lot of people by Loring when they go to work, you can see their level of behavior. When people are looking for Musebeti Muruti, they are so humble, they are praying, they are believing God to tell Musebeti. After a month, there are Katatola Salarusafika Leiti Ueta Ing, and I will share, but this is the behavior. People, they don't respect time. And people who don't respect time, they don't respect life. Because time, it is another definition of life. If you don't respect time, you don't just respect life. I mean, somebody once said, if you wake up 1 hour earlier every day in 5 days, you add extra 5 hours into your week. And if you can do this for a month, then you might find that you've managed to add extra day, you know, in your daily schedule. But the problem is that people don't just respect time. And people who don't respect time, they don't even respect others. Because if you set a meeting, you need to meet at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I think I got 10. Mutola, I respect you all. And the reason why most people, they miss the opportunities of the lifetime is because they don't respect time. Now, there was no way that, you know, the king can trust Daniel with his life if Daniel did not show any signs of excellence. But then how things are done. I mean, you cannot go and lead others while you can't lead yourself. I mean, I've been saying this over and over again. How can you teach Batubatua and Ka 5? Baba Mbatua, Ka 6 o'clock, they already go to Lembayako Meroko. When I also got 10, 11, I lore maybe. How long to eat and put to a Kadukubo say, oh no, Umnobapale, the video game, see, you know, Omamele YouTube, Wi Fi, social media for the whole day doing absolutely nothing. But now on Sunday, you want to ascend the pulpit and teach us about, you know, budget. Well, you know nothing about budget. You don't even, how na UIF, how na pension fund, how na pay slip, how, you know absolutely nothing about budget is all about. You don't even have a bond to pay. You don't even have the place that you call your own. But you have that audacity to stand in front of us, Ugo Rujeta, got 16 ways how, you know, to excel in budget. This is the circus that we've been entertaining Mruti for the longest of time. How no kamile ibelo reduti fati rayeta seu murena Jesu avetupistezo. I think one of the biggest mistakes, Ituri, we have ostracized the teaching sita murena Jesu, then rabaka upusha agenda tarona, because the bigger picture here, it is for us now to please men rather than to please the one who called us. Now, when you look again on the other hand, Muruti, the first thing that family we tuta horona. Remember, the same Bible says, we are the light and the salt of this world. And now, if that being the case, that means to say, wherever you are as the child of God, spirit-filled child of God, you must be a blessing. You must be a blessing. Even if you serve, you know, somebody, and they don't even go to church, you must know that it is not about this person that I'm saving, but it is about the God that I'm saving. Let these people say, see, you know, the goodness of the Lord in me, than me now forever focusing on the clock. They are so time conscious. That's why most of the companies they are shutting down. We're having a challenge. The retrenchment. We have the challenge. You know, the company can no longer keep up, you know, by the staff. Then people need to work 2 days, 3 days a week, because now they've just realized that labor is extremely expensive, because nobody wants to put more effort, you know, to sustain what we have. And now when we take this bigger picture, Muruti, Riki Sakara, the place called church, it's a total shame, because now mona now emolemo tsa makamoya ona ana lekelelo emolemo tsa makamoya now but bakweletso tsa makamau tu batsa makamoya. And now when you look deeper into what people are doing, ukubona hore even the passerby, they cannot buy and understand what we are doing, because it's a total confusion. Remember that people who don't go to church, but understand the far much better than these people. They require lying in those four walls and lie to each other. Everybody only something to say. Everybody wants to preach. Everybody wants to quote the verse. Instead of us sitting down and strategizing and trying to see if we are still aligned with the vision and the goal of the house. I think one of the biggest crises, meaning as the body of Christ, are we still aligned with the vision and the goals? Our gathering, our coming together, in the bonds or now we are coming now haphazardly, so because now we are all waiting to go to heaven. We are waiting now for this cloud that must come and take us to heaven, while we have left nothing. There's no footprint. There is nothing that the next generation can learn and take forward. Yeah. So all I'm saying tonight, Muruti Kihore, Jesus said when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
Muruti, hopefully, the real Holy Spirit, the one that is in the Word, not our own, or mitlamelang, or satamisaneng le the Word. There's a lot that we need to learn, and there's a lot that you're going to teach us. Lebohile muruti wa ka, o ka re fa jalo di contact details tsa gago.
072-3-3-1-7.
Okay, 072-3-1-6-3-1-7. Ruti leka moso re lebogile.
God bless you.
Khabane.
Thank you, sir.
Helele. Ya ke re muruti Bishop David Malad is talking about the revelation of the Holy Spirit. I hope you have learned a lot from what he said there, without being emotional, but going back to the scriptures and find out whether what he said is the truth or not. I mean, it's so amazing to find out the character of the Holy Spirit in the scriptures is completely different from the character that we are displaying today. Muruti, thank you very much. 072-316-3117. Up next, Hlalanathi right here on the Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, Speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.